నల్లమోటు చక్రవర్తి గారితో నాకు పరిచయం 2010 జనవరిలో అయింది. ఫిబ్రవరిలో వారితో కలిసి హూ ఆర్ వీ యాజ్ తెలుగు పీపుల్, అంటే తెలుగు వారిగా మన అస్తిత్వం అన్న అంశం మీద మాట్లాడినప్పుడు తెలంగాణ అంశం మీద కూడా మరొక రోజు సంభాషిద్దామని నిర్ణయించుకున్నాము. ఈ మధ్యలో మేమిద్దరం ఫ్రీ మార్కెట్స్ అంటూ అమెరికన్ బాడీ పాలిటిక్స్ మీద, అలాగే అమెరికాలో ఎకానమీ గురించి చేసిన చర్చలో మీకు అర్థమై ఉండాలి ఈ విషయంలో మేమిద్దరం ఎంతటి భిన్న ధృవాలమో. వీ హ్యాడ్ స్ట్రాంగ్ డిస్అగ్రిమెంట్స్ అబౌట్ అమెరికన్ బాడీ పాలిటిక్స్ అండ్ ద ఎకానమీ అండ్ ద లైక్, బట్ వీ లెఫ్ట్ దట్ డిస్కషన్ విత్ మ్యూచువల్ రెస్పెక్ట్. తెలంగాణ అంశంపై చర్చ మా ఇరువురికి సమయం కుదరక వాయిదా పడుతూ వచ్చింది. ఆగస్టు 2, 2010 హైదరాబాద్లో జరిగిన పుస్తకావిష్కరణలో చక్రవర్తి గారిపై కొందరు వేర్పాటువాదులు దాడి చేయడంతో ఈ చర్చను, అంటే తెలంగాణపై చర్చను ఈ నేపథ్యంలో తీసుకురావన్నానని ముందుగా చెప్పాను స్టోరీలో. అదే ఇప్పుడు మీరు వినబోయే 2 గంటల సంభాషణ. ముందు మాట ముందుగా చెప్పాలి, ఫస్ట్ థింగ్స్ ఫస్ట్, నా అభిప్రాయాలు ఇక్కడ నేను వినిపించిన అభిప్రాయాలు నావి మాత్రమే, తెలుగు వన్లోని మిగతా మేనేజ్మెంట్ కు వాటికి సంబంధం లేదు. నేను జర్నలిస్టును అన్న ముసుగుతో ఈ సంభాషణ చేయడం లేదు. నా భాషను, నా సంస్కృతిని గౌరవించే ఒక సాధారణ పౌరుడిగా ఈ సంభాషణ చేస్తున్నాను, అది గమనించండి. టోరీలో ఈ స్పెషల్ కార్యక్రమం ప్రారంభించిన వెంటనే వచ్చిన సాంకేతిక ఇబ్బందుల వల్ల మొదటి 4-5 నిమిషాలు రికార్డ్ చేయలేకపోయాను. మీలో ఎవరైనా రికార్డ్ చేసి ఉంటే దయచేసి ఫస్ట్ 5 మినిట్స్ నాకు ఇమెయిల్ చేయండి. ఆ మిస్ అయిన 5 నిమిషాల్లో నేను మొదట చక్రవర్తి గారి వెకేషన్ గురించి, వారి పిల్లల గురించి పరామర్శించి, ఆ తర్వాత ఆయన మై తెలుగు రూట్స్ అన్న పుస్తకం రాయడానికి వెనుక బ్యాక్ గ్రౌండ్ గురించి, ఆయన మోటివేషన్ గురించి ప్రశ్నించాను. పుస్తకం కోసం 3 సంవత్సరాల క్రితం ప్రారంభమైన తన పరిశోధనలో భాగంగా ఆయన తెలుగు వారికి సంబంధించిన చారిత్రాత్మక ప్రదేశాలను సందర్శించినట్లు, ఆ ప్రదేశాలతో అనుబంధాన్ని ఏర్పరచుకున్నట్లు, అలాగే 2-3 ప్రత్యేక గ్రంథాలయాన్ని సందర్శించి అందులో జై తెలంగాణ, జై ఆంధ్ర మూవ్మెంట్స్ కు సంబంధించిన దశాబ్దాల చరిత్రను సేకరించినట్లుగా చెప్పారు. ఆ తర్వాత సంభాషణంతా యథాతథంగా ఇదిగో.
వచ్చిన విశేషాలు కనుక్కోవటానికి అక్కడ ఐ స్పెంట్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ టైం.
ఓకే,
సో దాని తర్వాత నా బుక్, లెట్ మీ జస్ట్ ఫినిష్ ద థాట్ ఆన్ ద క్వశ్చన్. బుక్ పబ్లిష్ చేయటం నేను అరౌండ్ ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ డిసెంబర్ ఫస్ట్ వీక్ ఆఫ్ జాన్ ఈజ్ వెన్ ఇట్ కేమ్ అవుట్ ఇక్కడ యుఎస్ లో. అది యుఎస్ లో అండి ఇంగ్లీష్ వర్షన్. దాని తర్వాత చాలా మంది తెలుగులోకి ట్రాన్స్లేట్ చేయమని అడగటం జరిగింది. అది ఆ పని దాదాపు 3.5-4 నెలల క్రితం మొదలు పెట్టాను. ఫౌండ్ ఎ ట్రాన్స్లేటర్ ఇన్ ఇండియా, రాజశేఖర్ గారని, ఈజ్ ఎక్సలెంట్ ట్రాన్స్లేటర్. ఆ పని మీద ప్లస్ ఈ మధ్య శ్రీకృష్ణ కమిటీకి మేము ఒక రిపోర్ట్ సబ్మిట్ చేయడానికి 2 కలిసి వస్తాయని ఇండియాలో వెళ్లి, మళ్ళీ ఈసారి కూడా 2 నెలల నుండి అనువాదం అయిపోయిన తర్వాత పుస్తకావిష్కరణ చేసి రావడం జరిగింది.
అంటే మీరు ఈ బుక్ ప్లాన్ చేసింది 3 ఇయర్స్ బ్యాక్. ఇప్పుడు తెలంగాణ ఉద్యమం ఎంత ఉధృతంగా లేదు అప్పుడు. అండ్ ఆల్సో మీరు పబ్లిష్ చేయడానికి వెళ్లినప్పుడు కేసీఆర్ ఆయన నిరాహార దీక్ష, లాట్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ సే ఫేక్ నిరాహార దీక్ష, బట్ ఆ నిరాహార దీక్ష చేయడం కూడా జరగలేదు. సో ఇట్ సో హ్యాపెన్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ గాట్ ప్రిటీ మచ్ విద్ ఇన్ 1 మంత్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ హ్యాపెన్, రైట్?
చిదంబరం
పుస్తకం వచ్చింది సరే, బట్ వాజ్ ఇట్ ఓవర్ నైట్ డెసిషన్? 3 ఇయర్స్ బ్యాక్.
నేను రాస్తున్నప్పుడు ఇంటరాక్ట్, నేను మా ఫాదర్ తో మాట్లాడుతున్నప్పుడు వీ థాట్ ఇట్స్ అ డెడ్ ఇష్యూ, బట్ నాకు ఐ స్టిల్ వాంటెడ్ టు రైట్ ఏది, మోర్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ క్యూరియాసిటీ, మోర్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ వాలిడేటింగ్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ అలిగేషన్స్, ఐ వాంట్ గో అహెడ్ అండ్ రైట్. ఎందుకంటే అప్పుడు ఎలక్షన్స్ అయిపోయాయి, మధ్యలో కొంతకాలం టీఆర్ఎస్ ఓడిపోవటం, 10 సీట్లే రావటం, దాని ముందు బై ఎలక్షన్స్ లేవు, దిస్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్, బట్ ఇట్ లుక్డ్ లైక్ ద మూవ్మెంట్ వాజ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ ఎనీవేర్ నేను పుస్తకం రాసేటప్పుడు. బట్ అనుకోకుండా డిసెంబర్ 9 కావటం, దాని తర్వాత యూనో వాట్
హ్యాపెన్. నేను స్పెసిఫిక్ గా అడిగిన ప్రశ్న ఏంటంటే డిసెంబర్ 9 అనౌన్స్మెంట్ గానీ కేసీఆర్ నిరాహార దీక్షకి గాని వాజ్ దర్ ఎనీ లింక్ ఇన్ యువర్ బుక్ రిలీజ్?
మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఆర్ కోయిన్సిడెన్సెస్.
కోయిన్సిడెన్సెస్, ఓకే, దట్ ఈస్ ద పాయింట్ ఐఎమ్ ట్రైంగ్ టు డ్రైవ్ ఎట్. ఆ తెలుగులోకి ట్రాన్స్లేట్ చేయటం ఇదంతా లేటర్ ఆన్ మీకు వచ్చిన ఐడియాస్, బట్ ఇనిషియల్లీ డిడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ దట్.
ఇనిషియల్లీ నేను ఇంగ్లీషే అనుకున్నానండి, ప్లస్ ఇండియాలో కూడా నేను పబ్లిష్ చేయలేదు. జస్ట్ వాంటెడ్ టు రిలీజ్ ఇట్ హియర్ అండ్ సీ హౌ పీపుల్ విల్ వెదర్ ఇట్ విల్ బి యాక్సెప్టెడ్ ఆర్ నాట్.
ఓకే,
చెప్పండి.
ఐ మీన్ ద అదర్ థింగ్ యూ మెన్షన్డ్ ఏంటంటే, వాట్ యూ సెడ్, something about going to those places and getting connected and going to the libraries and pulling information from old archives. I mean, that seemed like a novel idea for these kind of and a shoot from the hip kind of a politicians these days, from my point of view. And I am supposed to be a moderator on Kundam Prastham, but because people know where I stand on this issue, so to give you some praise on that one, I do not hesitate. But it is commendable the way you approached it. I don't know how many people who are running these movements have that much research done into anything they have done. Anyway, other point, it's just a statement. I'm not expecting you to respond to it. ఇప్పుడు మీకు మనీ మోటివ్ ఏంటి చెప్పండి, ఇంత చేశారు, వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ మనీ మోటివ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఫర్ ద బుక్?
బుక్ అండ్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఐ విల్ నెవర్ మేక్ ఎనీ మనీ ఆన్ ద బుక్. ఐ మీన్ ఐ ఇన్వెస్టెడ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆన్ ద బుక్ ఆల్రెడీ.
లెట్ మీ ఆస్క్ యు, యు హావ్
బట్ ఐ యామ్ ఎ క్యాపిటలిస్ట్, లెట్ మీ పుట్ ఇట్ దట్ వే. యు నో ఐ జస్ట్ యు నో యాజ్ ఎ క్యాపిటలిస్ట్ ఐ యామ్ ఆల్వేస్ ఐ యామ్ నెవర్ అషేమ్డ్ టు ఎర్న్ మనీ, బట్ యు నో we take different risks and we have our different causes. But this is not a money making venture for me, it is a money losing venture, but I'm passionate for the cause and I believe in our history of Telugu people, and this is something I wanted to do.
Well, that is important because your motives will always be questioned whenever. So I'm trying to bring in, of course, meer ipudu cheppin danni kuda there are people who may not accept it for whatever it is. But other motivation of money.
I'll tell you, Andy, I mean, the only way in India, book is actually I lose money on the book in India. It's 100 rupees is what it is priced at. And there's nothing to be made. In the US, I'll probably break even if I sell maybe, you know, 500,000 copies.
No,
let me put it that way.
No, let me break even. I want to put some numbers in people's mind. మీరు కొలంబియాలో ఎంబీఏ చేశారు కదా, ఐఎమ్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ నో హౌ మచ్ యూ మేక్, బట్ ఐఎమ్ విల్లింగ్ టు బెట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అట్లీస్ట్ $200 ఎన్ అవర్. ఓకే, ఎట్ $200 ఎన్ అవర్ అండ్ ఐ వుడ్ సే యూ పుట్ ఇన్ అబౌట్ 1,000 అవర్స్ ఆన్ దిస్ బుక్ ఆర్ ఈవెన్ lot more than that.
So I mean, we can discount the hours. When I was working on the book, you know, I was doing in the part time, but you know, I almost spent close to 5 months out of work on this, right? And that is where actually the cost kicks in, right? The monetary loss.
No, the monetary loss. And it's easy to say you have wasted your time, which if you put some money on it, it costs significant amount of your time and effort into it. So one of the, I mean, I've been following the criticism on you, so I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to that criticism. So ikkada money motive anedi, that's the first thing I brought up. So you, final word on that.
No, it is the reason I wrote the book is for the cause I believe in. And as I said, I mean, there is no humanly possible way at this point for me to make any money on this.
What about Absolutely. Fame?
See, here there's another part, right, that people have said, you know, fame and everything. I just want to, you know, pay attention to it feels good when there is a positive side of it. I mean, but look at the movement where it is. I mean, if you are there on August 2nd, a lot of people have asked me, have you lost your mind? Just me, why did you even come here? And Panda Bhutulu, I mean, who would want to take that for fame? Would you do it? No one, it's just not fun.
Just not
the
fun.
People and, coming off the street and then using, I mean, I'm telling you, right, I'm the filthiest possible language, and there is no reason for me to take it. I mean, there are better ways to, you know, spend your time, and, you know, I'd rather spend the time with kids. But again, as I said, you know, I don't need any sympathies. But, you know, talking about fame, is it's just nonsense.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is these are the allegations that people are talking about you. So I'm just asking you to see what you can say about this. I mean,
I don't mind fame if it's all, you know, nice and good, right? But this is one of those things where, you know, such a spot, you just get demonized left and right.
Meeru aa attack gurinchi maatladaru once you talked about. First of all, inkotandi, why listeners may be asking why I am asking all this about you. Endukante when we are talking about the issue, just the issue and the and the integrity of the person who is talking about it and its motives are most important.
Yes.
I want to dispel or at least clarify whatever misconceptions they may have about you. I mean, because a lot of the people who tune into this are my listeners. They probably know a lot more about me than they know about you. So that's one reason why I am asking you these questions. They're going to be blunt, and so be it.
No, I mean, shoot it away. I mean, all I'm saying, before this, I'm just a man on the street. I mean, I have nothing else going. I mean, I'm a regular employee, wife, kids, leading my own life. But this is something that bothered me. I grew up in Hyderabad, and it's a city where people of all cultures come and coexist, and they get along. I just could not even believe something like this could happen, but so I just wanted to do my piece.
Okay, on your piece, let me ask you another thing. I want to put a human touch to this. When you release a book on something you believed is right, and it's a cause you believed it is right, and you released it, and you try to dispel some of the propaganda or misconceptions that are being spread in the name of Telangana. So that is what you did. You have a right to do that, and you did it, but people attacked you. At that very moment, did it occur to you that, is this all worth it? Or do you remember your kids and wife and your family and say, why am I putting them through this? Because I talked to your wife on that day, and I could see how worried she was. I could feel it. And she was so concerned about your safety and all that.
Yes.
But she's a brave woman, and she even said she wants to support you for whatever you believe in. And this is, this is something I want to commend her and you for showing such bravery. But at the same time, I want to put a human face to what you went through on that day.
So here is the thing, talking about my wife, she certainly is a brave soul. In fact, I have to single out, she's the only one in my immediate family and friends who actually said go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the, I'm not saying, my parents have, tried their best for not to stop me from releasing the book and to stop everything. But I'm not saying in a bad way, because they're concerned about me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they're concerned about me, my safety, and all the things that they have to deal with there. And there are a lot of things that have happened which have actually not come out in public as to what happened in my village, so on and so forth. But my wife never said, don't do it. She said, take calculated risk, but I'm standing by you. And if this is what you want, and again, she's not passionate about the cause at all. She said, if this is what you want to do, do it. I'm grateful to her for that.
Well, we are all grateful to her. We are all grateful to you, because somebody is standing up and then bringing the other side of the story with facts. Obviously they're going to dispute. Some of them are disputable, whatever it is. But the thing is, you have done enough legwork to prove your point with the historical facts. The other thing, Andy, the another rumors, whatever it came from. A couple of headlines are the inside the news stories that I read about you after this attack that brought to my attention on that. Nalgonda Vasiga Chepukuntuna Nalamurtu Chakravarti. Andhra Jyotilo article lo, this is exact quote from that. Inkoka TV channel. స్వేచ్ఛావాదంపై సమాఖ్యవాదుల కుట్ర నల్లమోటు చక్రవర్తి ఎగ్జాక్ట్ కోట్ మర్చిపోయాను నల్లమోటు చక్రవర్తి అని చెప్పి మిమ్మల్ని దుర్భాషలాడటం ఆ ఛానల్ ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ అబౌట్ యువర్ దేర్ ఆర్ క్వశ్చన్స్ అబౌట్ యువర్ రూట్స్ వేర్ యు ఆర్ ఫ్రమ్ అనేది వన్ ఆఫ్ ద రీజన్స్ వై యువర్ బుక్ కాజ్ సచ్ అన్ అప్రోర్ ఈస్ బికాస్ యు ఆర్ ఫ్రమ్ నల్గొండ విచ్ ఈస్ ఇన్ యువర్ వర్డ్స్ నైజాం తెలంగాణ And people see you as a traitor, and whatever, they're calling you all kinds of names, and they're questioning your very existence and your roots. What do you have to say to that?
No, I never wanted to highlight my roots because I do not see, I recognize these regions, and I never did because I do not think these regions were formed by us. It's mostly by the invaders and the aliens, whether it's Britishers or French or even some of the, you know, Iraqi and Iranians who came through during the Mughal Empire time, who have created these divisions. So I personally do not recognize. Okay, as far as, you know, where I come from, you know, I was born in Hyderabad, but native place is where my parents are born. My father was born in Nalgonda, a village near Nalgonda. Chadukotamu Nalgonda, in the city of Nalgonda, is where he studied.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was born near a village near Kodada. That's also in Nalgonda district.
Mm-hmm.
For several generations, they've lived in a village near Miryalgudam. And our father was a Patel, the village Patel.
Mm-hmm.
And that tradition goes on to this day. Her brother today is a village officer in the town. And my Tatagaru is where some of this issue has come. Tataya is what I call
Mutatagaru.
No, my Tataya. My Tataya's mother actually came from a village near Guntur. So we are close to the Krishna River in the Nalgonda side.
Okay. So you're just on the other side of the river.
Other side of the river, they crossed the river and they came here 100 years ago.
So you became a demon just because you some of your ancestor was born in the other side of the river.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, what now they're saying is even if it's 100 years, it doesn't matter.
Well, you're talking to another demon who was born on the other side of the demon.
Yeah, exactly.
Other side of the river.
But in fact, you know, even KCR was not born, or his ancestors were not from here. So,
well, Ate, one of the things I have is, when for 3 years I've been doing this show, Andy, Nakendante, I always maintain this: people are good people. 80% of the people are good people. They get carried away with unnecessary emotions, and not about 80% of them, or even 95% of the people, do not have any vested interest in whatever happens. But they get the less than 1.1% of people on Tarjusara, they take advantage of it, and then they create this huge ruckus, and then they get carried away, and they gain enough momentum, and then everything becomes a reality for them. And when things do get to a point when you cannot stand up and say this is wrong, and it will be a tacit admission of all the allegations about what they have been spreading in the name of Telangana or whatever it is. Adi na point.
In my personal view, and I completely agree with what you said, in my personal view, the reason they were successful is because they were only able to provide one side point of view. There's only separatist point of view that has penetrated into some of these areas, and there is no counter argument being provided at any point. Even to this day, I don't think that is happening. And I think that kind of explains where this sort of frenzy has come up. A lot of misinformation that is being fed to people, whether it is jobs or, you know, how others are looting it away, and you know, how things will get so much better when the state is divided. Most of these don't have any basis, you know, whether it's in economics or in facts or historically too.
Yeah, speaking of looters, since I was born in Guntur district, I probably was one of them, or some of my family are also. But you disappoint me, Chakravarti garu. Mimmalni adu pampinchi loot chesukomante meer America ko vachi ikkada loot chestunnaru. So this
precisely.
Is
precisely. in fact, you know, the lot of, you know, the people who are well educated and the people who can actually think through and parse through the facts are now in the US, who are supporting this movement on the very same issues. You know, jobs being stolen, people from other regions, and, you know, are building big businesses in Hyderabad,
mm-hmm.
which basically is stealing opportunities from natives. That just doesn't make sense. Which, you know, I ask the same question. If Bill Gates comes and says, I want to invest something in Hyderabad, you welcome them with open arms. But for somehow, if someone comes from the other region, all of a sudden, you know, they're stealing, you know, the opportunities here, which makes no sense.
Well, speaking of these opportunities, I don't have hard numbers. Meeru chala research chesaru. You know, me sources, wherever the sources you get from, and they are verifiable, in that sense, I kind of had some trust in it. Especially when you talk about history in your book, lot of that history is, there is undisputable facts of it. You take any history book, nobody is going to question any part of that history, especially before 1900, whatever, nobody can question it. So all this questioning is coming from 1950 and later. So when you take a piece of work, which is hard work like a book like yours, when you take some parts of it, vast majority of them are like 100% truth, and all of a sudden from 1956 everything becomes, I'm not talking about one group, there are a few people who are disputing meek akkadi chochini data. Actually, one of the interviews, one of the reporters himself is asking, "Maake data raledu, meek akkadi data vachindani." So he is at the same breath, he is validating some of the facts, this separatist movement chestunna danni validate chestune mee faction question chestunnadu.
But there's a lot of frenzy journalism going on. People don't have time to even actually research this. It's mostly someone says something and they kind of sensationalize it and they put it out. I would say maybe about 20-30% of good journalism. The rest is all, how to feed that media frenzy.
On the issue of credibility itself, me citizenship status ended up.
I'm still an Indian.
You're still an Indian. So you have every right to do whatever you're doing.
Absolutely. Again, I am a staunch champion of freedom, no matter where in the world, whether it's the US or India or anywhere else. And I just wanted to get my voice to be heard by people, whether you agree with me or not.
Yeah, well, to some extent people can question me because I'm an American citizen. But still, even for them I have an answer. Because if that is the case, nobody should talk about anything in this world. My family is there, my roots are there, so I have every right like anybody else to talk about these issues. With these things aside, let us talk more about the issue of separation itself. You want to take a break or continue?
I am absolutely, we can continue. Okay, we lost a half an hour before, so it's probably better we cover more.
Yeah, the way listeners, konji patience ga vintunnanduku dhanyavaadalandi. We will take calls. Nenu pre-register cheskomannanu. Pre-register cheskunna vallane nene calls chestanu. There is one person who did not provide name. Other than that person, I will try to make sure everybody in that list will be called. Please bear with us. We need to put some food for thought for you while you are asking questions, and then we will take. I'm not going to ask you from what region you are, what side are you, and just as long as the discussion is civil, you are welcome. With that said, ipudu we talked about the backdrop of the movement and what is happening, this sensationalism and everything. Let us first talk about the issue of separation itself. The validity of the issue of separation itself, the argument behind it. And the second, what can be done so everybody will have... Manaku telisindanti, we'll try to offer a pragmatic solution. And not that anything you and I do is going to matter, but to at least give some thinking to the rational-minded people, or at least whom I consider as rational-minded people. On the issue of separation itself, I am fundamentally not opposed to dividing a state into two. First of all, what say you for that one?
I'm absolutely opposed to it because I historically I see Telugu people have a long legacy.
No. Wait a minute. There is a fundamentally opposed. There is a caveat in there, but go ahead.
I respect others' desire to separate, but in my personal opinion, I'm just giving you my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I do not support separation because I see us as one people. I am proud of our culture, our history, our heritage, and I see the importance of us staying together. And we have, for thousands of years, we have lived together. these small differences do come up, and I think we can sort them out, and we can you know, get along.
No, I am with you 100% on that, but my argument is that if the argument for separation comes from a rational national framework, in that sense I'm not opposed to it.
Fine, I mean, if there's some sort of framework that someone would come up with, I still cannot fathom some sort of framework that will be put together which will result in our state being split. Mm-hmm. I would be surprised. I cannot imagine what such a framework would be at this point.
Well, at this point, it is the ante ippudu artificial boundaries, Nizam Telangana, Rayalaseema, Kosta Andhra, ivanni artificial boundaries. Artificial boundaries ante appudu Nizam Nawab, they were created because one of them was sold, the other was the adaptation. Dattat evatam okkalu ammabaddaru, inkokkalu ముగ్గురు బిడ్డల్లో ఒక బిడ్డని అమ్మేయటం, ఇంకో బిడ్డని దత్త తేవటం, ఇంకో బిడ్డని పెంచడం జరిగింది, అంతే కదా.
I mean, as I said, again, if I recognize them as three children, they again become three regions. To me, there is only one region, that is Andhra Pradesh. But these differences came about because
of that particular act.
Because of the French and the British interest in the coastline, that is today's coastal Andhra, వాళ్ళ మీద కన్ను ఎప్పుడు ఉండింది, ఎందుకంటే దట్ ఈస్ అ మెరిటైమ్ ట్రేడ్ అండ్ డిఫెన్స్ రీజన్స్. మీరు ఒక కోస్ట్లైన్ తీసేస్తే దెన్ యూ కెన్ ల్యాండ్ లాక్ నిజాం, సో దట్ హీ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ అలయన్సెస్ విత్ అదర్ ఫారిన్ పవర్స్, సో హీ విల్ బి ఇన్ యువర్ క్లచెస్. సో ఆ డిఫరెన్స్ మనం వాళ్ళు చేసిన దాన్ని మనం ఇప్పుడు పట్టుకుని మాకు ఇంకో రాష్ట్రం కావాలి, మా సంస్కృతి డిఫరెంట్, మనం సెపరేట్ అవుదాం అనటం is what I call is I just don't buy that argument.
No, I agree with you on the ante ee differences anedi whenever they were made during the British invasion.
That's for financial and strategic reasons, the only two reasons. It's never for culture, they never cared about people or anything. And then the today's Rayalaseema region was ceded because the Nizam owed a lot of money to the British for their upkeep in Hyderabad. British vallu, their military was in Hyderabad and supposedly providing protection to the Hyderabad state, the British army. So vallaku unta moolanga vallaki valla army ki finance cheyadaniki double evaithe kharchu aitayo avi Nizam could not bear. As a result, he incurred a significant debt for the British. And in return for the debt, he had ceded the today's Rayalaseema region, except Nellore. Nellore came through some other way, but, you know, sorry, not Nellore. Today's Rayalaseema region was ceded. And Nellore came from another part, I think, Berar or some other region that was taken by the British.
Okay. We will stop here in half an hour, Matla Demo. Then we will take calls in the order they we received them, Andy.